Jeanette, Warren Thomas has a fascinating story. Would you tell me?
Yes. Warren Thomas, so the old people say, came to Hickman as a slave. This was kind of a slave. And he worked the fields, and he and his wife, she was known as Aunt Sally Thomas, they both attended white churches like most slaves did. They sit in the balcony. And there was an incident there one time, and no ex-slaves could attend the churches. So Warren Thomas, he could not read or write, but the man seemed to want education for all ex-slaves. And he started to build a church that Easter Sunday morning. They went on the banks of the Mississippi River, and they had a service there. That was the first church for black people in Hickman, started by Warren Thomas and 13 adults and some children at the banks of the Mississippi. And as it went on, they began to try to buy property to build a regular church. And it was hard for them being just freed 1 year. So they worked hard, and they paid money for the building. They paid a small payment in 1867 on the property located on Moulton Street. And they paid $86.33 for two lots. And the balance was due in November, but they could not pay it. They didn't have money to pay that. So the Freedmen Bureau, who was located at Columbus, which was a government organization set up after the Civil War to help free slaves build churches and schools, they came down and talked with Warren Thomas and encouraged him and paid off the balance of the land, making the building theirs. So then they went to work to build church. And after they got the church built, so it seemed that Warren Thomas was still in touch with the Freedmen Bureau, and it just encouraged him to go a little farther. Although he couldn't read or write, they began a school there. And the deeds and everything that he signed, he has an X sign on it. I have a deed where it shows his X. And then the yellow fever epidemic broke out in Hickman, and so many people lost their lives. And Warren Thomas and Aunt Sally Thomas, so they said, set up a care center, and they went around the house, helping people to nursing them and bury the dead, and they took care of the farm animals, and they said the white folks' homes who left, they took their home. And there was an article in the paper in that year stating that Warren Thomas and Aunt Sally Thomas and some other blacks, it said, did the blacks save Hickman from the yellow fever for what they did? And he was that type of a man. So the old folks said, he has done more for the African-American people in Hickman than any one that we know of that's recorded. The school he built became Riverview School, and they said that he helped build bricks for that. And he was always working and doing something, he and his wife and the people that he had worked with.
The church building is the original one that stands there today, yes?
Yes, the church building that was built in 1890 is still there, and that's the one that we want for, we're working for the Warren Thomas Museum, so that we can show what they did and display things that they used in those days and have it as an education institution for those who don't really know about their history. And we want to have plays and literature showing about the church and about the people that lived in 1800 in Hickman. We have Dr. Rufus Atwood. He was the president of Kentucky State University for 38 years, and he went to school in the basement of the old church, which is still standing. And we have other people who went there, but he was the president. But our future plans is to continue gathering and researching into the black history of Fulton County and the surrounding areas. And the museum, we need work on the basement. That's where we are now. We got a grant in 2007 to do some work on it. but we still can't open it because we need some more work done to the basement. We were working on it in stages. We got the upstairs done pretty good, but we need the basement done so that we can show where the school used to be.
What condition is the basement in now?
It's not in a good condition. We don't have the bathroom because they cleaned it out. We don't have bathrooms down there. We need those, so we need the kitchen part done. When they were down there, they cleaned it out, and they took down the ductwork that was there, so we don't have heat in the building now. That makes a difference to it. And then somebody came along and stole the air-conditioned unit outside the building, so we have to replace that. We've been having some problems getting it back the way we want it and back the way it was, because we want to show it exactly where it was. It's on the historical register. We've been in USA Today. That building and the and Warren Thomas have a lot of history there. What we have been told is it's the only one of its kind in Kentucky of that nature. But it is an old building, and we need work done to it. People are interested in it, letting school kids come to see the building and activities. They enjoyed it because there were things that we showed the children that they never knew happened in Kentucky. And they don't know about slavery. They don't know about the 8th of August. And we just recently celebrate the 8th of August. The Warren Thomas Historical Society sponsors the parade for the 8th of August celebration. And we just recently did that. And we still try to tell the young people what's going on. And those people who may have picked cotton and did all these little jobs, that's an encouragement to them to show that you can do if you wanted to do. This man could not read and write, but he was so interested in education that he built the school. So we always tell young people that you can do, and we tell them to shoot for the moon. If you miss, you'll fall among the stars. So we want the young people to know that.
What do you think it's going to take to bring the church up to the way you'd really like it to be seen?
We are right now. We need an engineer to come down and look at the basement and tell us exactly what it needs to get it up to date. That's what we're trying to get, and hopefully that we'll get it soon so we can go back into our preservation and the work. I don't know exactly how much it will cost. But like I said, we don't have the bathrooms are not there anymore because they were old, and we need to take those out. We need windows in the basement need to be replaced because we have to put the same type of windows back in because it's on the historical register, so we can't just put any old window there. We want them to look nice and have to keep the historical value to the building. Just off the top of my head, I may be wrong because I'm not in the corporate business, but it may take about $30,000. I don't know.
How long have you been working on this project yourself, Jeanette?
Just so long I can't remember. We don't get grants like the larger cities. We get grants, and we have to have fundraisers and things like that, and the economy is bad, and in the smaller towns, we just don't, because I know there's some museums or historical buildings that are in larger cities, seem like they can get grants so much easier than we can, but we have so much to offer the community and the surrounding area, the country, if people would get involved and they would see.
It's truly a slice of American life that you're preserving, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is the way it was is what we're trying to do. The way it was. Because I have visited other museums, and we just got so much here. We've got the property that they, the house next door is where Dr. Atwood's mother lived, and it's still there. And we have the well, their houses used to be beside the museum, but they're gone now. And across the street is what they used to call the joint stop where black people entertain. So that little area around there isn't really a historical street.
If a listener would like to send you a big check, where should they do it, Jeanette?
You send it to the Warren Thomas Museum, P.O. Box 161. Hickman, Kentucky, 42050.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.